Did you know that the Garden Burger and Tofurky were born in the Northwest? They're vegetarian alternatives to meat. They sell well, but they don't fool any meat lovers. This year, food companies from here and abroad aim to debut fake meat products that come closer than ever to mimicking the real thing. Dutch researchers claim they can grow hamburgers in a laboratory with just a few bovine stem cells. But are you really craving Petri patties? Correspondent Tom Bonsi explores that question.
The price tag of $330,000 undoubtedly makes it the most expensive hamburger patty ever produced. It's happening at the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands. Researcher Mark Post and his team started with a muscle biopsy from a cow and are now culturing clumps of cells in petri dishes.
We have committed ourselves to make a couple of thousand of these small tissues and then assemble them into a hamburger.
The Dutch appear to be the most advanced of several teams around the world trying to grow meat without killing animals. On a swing through the Northwest, Post says he wants to demonstrate that the world's rising appetite for meat could be satisfied in a more efficient and environmentally benign way.
It's a combination of the two things, really care for environment and food production for the world, and second is just a generic interest in life-transforming technologies.
Post admits he still has to prove that Petri patties can be made cost-effectively and flavorful. He hopes there's an appetite among consumers lured by claims such as no animal has suffered to make this product. But a test tube burger? The idea is totally unappealing to Seth Tibbett of Hood River, Oregon.
I think it's pretty, still sounds pretty disgusting to me.
To be fair, Tibbett is a biased source. The vegan entrepreneur founded Turtle Island Foods. That's the company best known for making tofurkey.
This is some of our flagship product, the tofurkey roast, being made where the stuffing is inside.
Tibbett's son-in-law and vice president says mimicking the fiber and texture of poultry is the hardest thing to do. Jamie Athos says it's a worthwhile pursuit, but
making little incremental improvements in the product quality is really the way that you achieve that. Maybe there's going to be a leap forward sometime, but I don't see it yet on the near horizon.
Here's the thing. The folks at Tofurky estimate about 3% of the U.S. population is vegetarian. They don't necessarily want fake meat that's authentic tasting. Seth Tibbett sees a much bigger market among mainstream consumers. These people might try meatless alternatives if those products more closely resembled real meat.
Yeah, in the industry, they're called flexitarians or they're called sometimes vegetarians. And depending on what study you look at, they're 30 to 40% of America.
Out Tibbett's office window, he can watch contractors build a new tofurkey factory along the Columbia River. It will allow the fast-growing company to triple its production starting next year. Meanwhile, several competing and secretive startups are promising breakthrough meat substitutes. One is a fake chicken made of soy that its developer says not only tastes like chicken, but also has the same look and texture. Stanford University professor Patrick Brown founded a different company. His food scientists manipulate plant proteins and oils in an undisclosed process. Brown's theory is that economies of scale and price are the keys to winning over meat lovers.
What we're intending to do is basically produce stuff that will compete by being substantially cheaper and every bit as good and essentially indistinguishable to a consumer who loves meat or dairy. That's the only way I think you're really going to win in the market.
Brown recently gave a talk in Vancouver, BC, where he portrayed the livestock industry as a sitting duck for disruptive technology. The director of the Washington Cattlemen's Association responds that it's the fake meat entrepreneurs who are more likely to face a rocky road with consumers. Jack Field says he's confident real beef will be what's for dinner now and into the future. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.